Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080, The Fan. Also catch us on the Odyssey app. Download the first hour wherever you get your podcasts. And you can download the second hour as well, because we have our friend Gina Christopher, comedian, here in studio, and Bill Superfit. She's rocking the blue. She's rocking the red today. She was ready
really
to go.
Uncomfortable. Over here.
Well, Gina, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good. Oh, good. I met Gina through work. Did I miss that one?
Hella missed, bro.
Oh, damn, I'm 1-for-3 so far. I'm trying to make the wastebasket shots today, and I'm on a cold streak. But I met Gina a few months ago through work stuff, and she's a lot cooler outside of work stuff. She's super funny. She is a Bills fan. She does plenty of stuff all over town. And, you know, I made the mistake of calling you a local comedian because you're international in this bitch. You were in Japan a few months ago doing stand-up.
Yeah, I was. I was down in Tokyo stand-up, and it's the number one Yelp event in Tokyo for English speakers.
Wow.
And so got to go to that, and I'll admit, they laughed at almost everything I was going for. It was amazing.
You're like, I am the best comedian on earth right now.
I was running that town. I was way too cocky about it.
I should move here.
Seriously,
I'm
killing.
I like
this. Yeah, set a residency
this is
somewhere.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, like women aren't really doing stand up out there.
Gotcha.
And so they're like, oh my God, a woman can talk?
Yeah, speak and whatnot. Listen to her.
Wait, she's funny. I'm not used to this. What is going on? That's where it's an untapped market.
Yeah. They were not only listening to me, they were also laughing.
That's awesome.
Wild.
Perfect.
Wild time.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate you coming in, and I wanted to bring you in because it's been a few months since we had spoken and hung out, and You also got a lot of cool stuff you do at the Rogue Brewery on the east side. I believe it's the first of every Friday.
Yes, Dead, first Friday.
Dead Comic Society. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. she's all over town, all over Bend as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just follow her on the socials. Give it a plug if you want.
Yeah, at Gina Marie Christopher on Instagram.
Perfect.
Standard Christopher Columbus spelling.
Perfect. So, all right, Jordan, we got some music. We got some NFL music.
Yeah, we got something
perfect.
Here in just a second.
You got the shout song?
I mean, it's somewhere in there. You know, the good thing about being a radio station is it's probably available.
Well, I know we have the Miami Dolphins fight song from the 70s as well. So might have to fire that off at some point. I know we have a dolphin sound effect somewhere too, like a dolphin squeaking noise. So I might
trying
have
to annoy us both. I don't get it.
Like, well, I feel like today, like because we have the resident Bills fan with us and because Rashad is an actual Patriots fan too.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, he just threw you right under the bus.
I mean,
you
know, it's all good. I live under the bus these days. So,
and because my dad is a Dolphins fan, that I feel like we have three of four teams represented here today. And we're just going to put the Jets on Jordan. So today, Jordan, you are a New York Jets fan.
Yeah, that's you.
Go ahead,
Rodgers. You know what? I was into the Jets when I was a kid, and then I got into girls, and then I got back into the Jets, because sometimes girls screw you, but the Jets will always screw you! That's my take.
Wow.
They might do that this year as well. I'm really trying to find the dolphin sound effect. If it got deleted out of our library, I'm going to be bummed. I'm going to have to add it back in. But, Gina, your Bills... Listen, it's been fun the last few years. There's been plenty of tables broken.
Yes.
There have been plenty of games won.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like you just can't get over the hump.
You know, a lot of people bring that up to me. They're just like, well, I mean, they're fun to watch, but like, where are the results? But I'm just saying, like, enjoy the ride. We need we need this story. It's going to be made into a movie, probably.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. Somebody with a strong jaw plays Josh Allen, like a what's the Hemsworth's little brother.
Yeah, one of the Hemsworths would probably play him.
No, it's going to be Ben Affleck. Come on.
Oh, no.
It's going
to
be Ben.
Ben's a little old to be playing.
Ben Affleck is going to play like Bill Belichick or something. He's going to like
I could see
put
that.
On like 60 pounds, and he's not going to wear any sleeves to method.
Well, then who would play Sean McDermott or Brian Daboll during his short stint in the movie? Who's going to play him? That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's maybe got Galifianakis for Brian Daboll.
Oh, Kevin James already played Sean
Kevin
Payton.
James.
He can kind of slip in, do the Daboll. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slip in.
The Bills, I checked this morning. I think they have their over-under win total at 10.5, which is about right, I would say. But this year, I mean, hell, it almost seems like Super Bowl or bust this year.
You know, we got our defense back. Defense is back, baby. Von Miller's here. And... Hoyer's ready to go. Hyde's ready to go. Trey White's ready to go. We were missing them last year, but they're here now. And I'm just saying, like, it's a 13 win for me.
13 win, wow. Buffalo team.
Wow. I mean,
maybe 12, but it's 13 for me.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I think last year the Bills were. They're kind of riding an emotional high, right, mm-hmm. with the DeMar Hamlin situation, kind of playing for him for most of that season. Really playing to, I think Josh Allen has to be on a mission to be the best quarterback in the league. Over the past couple years, I think Joe Burrow has kind of jumped him as maybe the one of the faces of the league. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes is still at the top of the charts. And then in between there, man, Josh Allen just quietly kills, and nobody really talks about him a whole lot. So I think... Josh Allen has an opportunity to win the MVP this year. I'd probably say somewhere closer around
12
wins.
Don't butter her up.
No, I think Josh Allen's always...
He's not wrong.
He's essentially Big Ben 2.0, right? Because he's big enough to run through people. And on top of that,
he's faster
he's
than him
hurtling,
too.
He's hurtling and juking folks on the way there. So it's like Josh Allen is a special dude. He's not going to be able to do that forever in his career. And so I think if he's going to kind of make his mark as an MVP candidate, it has to be this year. But I think the Bills are... probably around 12 wins. I still think they're the best. Oh, God, I hate saying this. I think they're the best team in our division at this point. But considering how things work out with the Jets and their schedule and everything, and, of course, the Patriots, we're going to have an amazing season. But I still think, at this point, the Bills are.
Is Patricia still calling plays?
I don't know.
I pray not.
I think so. I don't think so. But
no, I think he's back to being like a defensive consultant.
I think
consultant.
He's back to, yeah,
Thank
I don't know.
God.
That was a bad look for us. But I think, man, between Josh Allen and I think one of the most underrated receivers in the league and Stephon Diggs, I think they're going to do amazing things this year. So
they're going to be great.
They're going to be 12 wins, I think.
I mean, like, up until, like, the elbow incident, Stephon right. Diggs was, like, the most watched receiver.
My fantasy team, I knew every week he was going to give me 14.
Yeah.
Off top. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and they're going to go 12-5. That's me.
Gina, have you ever been put through a table? Have
yes.
you been?
Yes.
Once, twice, multiple times?
Just, you know, I've only had the honor of one time. You know, it's kind of like, I like to say it's like a coming of an age ceremony.
It's almost
Buffalo.
Like getting, it's like getting baptized in a
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting baptized or like a quinceañera, you know? Like you turn like 16, 15, you're jumping off a school bus into that table, man.
Yeah, did you, so what was the jump? Did someone like powerbomb you or was it more so just like a jump and elbow through the table? Or?
It was off a car hood, you know, classic protocol there.
At a tailgate?
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is...
We're not doing this up here. They're not doing this in Seattle. Like, you know, so.
Well, yeah, nothing to be excited
gotta
about.
Gotta go to Vancouver,
so
Canada for baby.
Gosh like darn that. Excited. We're throwing ourselves through tables.
So, Rashad, what do you got a win total for the Bills out?
12-5.
12-5. All right. I like that 12-5 as well. Jordan, what you got?
I mean, I like everything you guys said. They're really good. I don't know if they're the best team in the NFL, but I'd say 11-6 is probably a good spot to sit for them.
11-6.
Record's a little tough this year, I feel like.
By the way, I'm becoming more of a Josh Allen fan as the days go by. Apparently a huge D's Nuts joke fan, and he's putting some flair on him. He was on the Barstool podcast,
mm-hmm.
and have you heard of Room 40?
No.
Room 40? He says he leads the guys perfectly, says it's a great restaurant, you need to go to Room 40. And they're like, okay, and he's like, okay, where are you going? Room 40. And he goes, Room 40's nuts?
Wow.
Yeah. Josh wow. Allen in an interview.
I like it.
Well, it's Barstool like Sports. It.
And then he's apparently the teammates of the Bills. They're just catching strays from him left and right, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he is setting up everyone. So, more reports I get of camp of Josh Allen throwing out D's Nuts jokes than he rises up my power rankings of favorite players.
That's all it takes for us here.
Yeah.
D's Nuts
one,
and fart jokes.
One good D's Nuts joke. You're hooked for life.
Yeah.
Now, you should check out their Buffalo Bills TikTok. They hire their interns for their social media, and they are just blasting out these hilarious TikToks. Every single day. And as soon as the season hits, like, you got to jump on that for sure.
Well, what we need to jump on next is trashing these other teams in the division.
Let's do it.
Really quick, breaking news in the middle of this NFL coverage.
Oh,
Seattle center fielder Julio Rodriguez is doubled and already scored today on a wild pitch. So another hit added
Julio,
to that.
Julio Rodriguez and the Mariners, they're on the cock right now playing TV.
Okay.
On the Peacock. I don't know if we have access to that. Do we get... You have your login, right?
Somebody logged in here, so I'm watching
Peacock
it. You put
in.
Your login for the WrestleMania stuff.
I did.
That's
did I really?
I feel like that's what you did.
Probably
yeah.
did.
We were watching reruns or something in here, some old WrestleMania.
Well, you're welcome. There you go.
Hey, I'm not mad about it. Not mad about it at all. All right, we're going to move on to the rest of the AFC East. The Dolphins, the Patriots, and one of the more talked about teams in the entire league this year, the New York Jets, Jordan's favorite team. Jordan's New York Jets. Just today. We'll get to that next. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Sports Sunday, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, Joe Fisher, and we got Gina Christopher in the studio with us, comedian, Hey-o. Bills fan. I felt it was appropriate to bring her in as we were previewing the AFC East and the NFC East. We'll breeze through because you know Cowboys are going to win that. I don't think
that's the funniest
that
joke
down.
Told all day.
The hell are you smoking?
That good. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Apparently really, really good. Out of this world good, brother.
That Kratom. I'm on that Kratom, dog.
Jesus. Do not use Kratom. Public service announcement. I'll kill you.
Yeah, Walmart heroin. Yeah, please don't. AFC East, what's happening? What's going on? What are we talking about? Oh, so Rashad, I guess since you are an actual fan of this team, we should go to
that
them
means
next.
We don't have to talk about him. Next up, the Miami Dolphins. How well are they going to do?
Well, I do want to go Patriots because, I mean, Gina, your analysis that you had written down, I think it's pretty spot on, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah, I had one, or I guess two notes for the Pats. One is Mac Jones is trash.
Fair.
And then Bill Belichick, you know, if they're trash this year, I'm saying bye to Bill. I don't think he's going to be here next year.
Bill's done after this year. He just can't stand.
I mean, stop calling your head, man.
And Bill just can't stand it.
Has incriminating photos of Robert Kraft, and that's the reason why he gets to make so many decisions like that, you know, all the time. And he and Robert Kraft don't even really like each other.
No.
And they just, you know, but it's a working relationship, and I guess it's worked over the last little bit.
Or just kind of go play.
I'm talking to the trainer. I mean, six Super Bowls doesn't get you, and more Super Bowl appearances doesn't get you the leeway to just ride off into the sunset. I mean, look at what the Spurs are doing with Greg Popovich. I feel like Belichick's going to be gone whenever he decides it.
Yeah, it's going to be whenever he's ready to go. And for right now, he's not ready to go because he feels that his system is what works and not necessarily the player.
Over, under 6.5 wins.
Over 6.5.
I mean, all I can say is, like, I would forget about the Buccaneers, like, before Tom Brady showed up down there. Mm-hmm. I, like, honestly forgot they were a team. So if he's saying, like, it's my system works and it's not on the players, and then Tom Brady shows up to the Bucs, and now I'm very well aware of that team. I didn't know there was a third team down in Florida.
I mean, to be fair, like, he's only had, what, one losing season, you know, since Brady left, and 7-10. Or 7-9, and then 10-7, 8-9. So, yeah, not great. Since when you lose the best quarterback ever, things are going to be different. But hey, man, we got Bill O'Brien back to remedy the situation.
He's going
to
fix everything.
Billy O.B.?
He at one point was a very good offensive coordinator. Some guys are just not built to be head coaches. Bill O'Brien's one of those dudes.
He'll dig the Texans very, very deep.
Yeah, so back in a situation of being the OC, I think he'll be fine. I think the Pats go 9-8.
Dear God.
No, let me take that back. 8-9.
I'd say 6 or 7.
And looking at their schedule to start the year, not fun. Philadelphia,
it's not fun.
Miami, yeah. At the Jets, at Cowboys, versus New Orleans, at the Raiders. That's an easy one. But then versus Buffalo, at Miami. The first 8 weeks is not
the easiest game I heard was, man, at Dallas.
Stop. They are playing the Raiders. I don't know if you heard that.
They are playing the Raiders.
One.
Yeah, we definitely playing the Raiders. I said what I said. At Dallas is going to be the easiest game for them. Watch Zeke eat against his former team. Guaranteed.
Well, I've got the Patriots at 7-10 this year. Jordan, what you got?
That schedule sounds like a 7-win team, Bob.
7-win team, Bob. All right, 7-10.
You don't think
well.
They're going to beat the Commanders?
Maybe.
Come on, bro.
Hey, man, Sam Howell, that's where it's at in Washington. Rivera with Eric Bieniemy leading the charge. Oh, my God.
November 5th, Washington versus New England, and New England just screams a disgusting, ugly game where it's like 20-mile-per-hour winds, raining,
a 10-8 finish.
The Pats are 7-0 last year when the opponent scored less than 20. So that's the magic number. Keep the other team under 20, you're going to win the game. Bingo.
I see that game blacking out on TV. I don't think anybody's going to that game.
They just pull a Heidi on it. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
There's
it.
A very good chance that no one goes to that game.
Yeah, I need a celebrity to commit a crime so we can watch that instead.
Breaking news, we go away from Patriots Commanders. We are going to the Dolphins. My Miami Dolphins. My dad's Miami Dolphins. Question one, is Tua going to stay alive this year? Fingers crossed that's the case. But looking at their record and the schedule ahead of the show, I had them at about 9-8. But Gina, Dolphins, they're a solid animal. But as far as a team goes, how do you feel about the Dolphins?
I think they'll squeeze out 9 games.
Yeah.
I think they'll do better than the Pats, for sure. But they're, I mean,
assault.
Tua's Mr. Concussion. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
He's got that counting down.
Please tell me who Tua reminds you of. You said it before he jumped on, and I was dying.
The guy from Smells Like Teen Spirit. Another Teen movie. the countdown concussions, and he
Reggie Ray.
Yeah, Reggie Ray, and he has to like get his ankles and wrists like taped to the linemen so they can bring him out to the field.
So he can play. He's unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
I mean, that might be something that they're going to have to throw on the scoreboard this year for the Dolphins is the Tua concussion counter. Like, God, you know what? We'll just see what happens and if he can stay upright or if McDaniels draws up an offense to keep him away from getting hit. But,
one big hit and he's done for the year. Oh,
dear God.
Every mother in the world wants Tua to calm down. They're like, you shouldn't be playing this sport.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so what did you guys say? Like 11 wins, 10 wins?
9.5 is their win total over under. I went with 9, so 9-8 season.
I'm a little above that. I'd say 11. I think this division is one of the hardest in the... Well, their schedule looks a little bit easier, I feel like, than Buffalo's. And I just don't see somebody winning this division outright. I think it's going to end up being like a tiebreaker in the AFC East. So
I got them going 10-7. Tariq Hill and Jalen Waddle are amazing. Going to be amazing together. They picked up Bradley Chubb, you know, to kind of be their middle linebacker. Obviously, adding Jalen Ramsey at the end of last season, which we kind of forget about to kind of
he might be out till like December.
Yeah, there's a good chance. He's a good chance that he's out. So, but if he is able to come back at all, pair him with Xavier Howard, and all of a sudden you've got yourself a nice little.
It's funny you said Xavier Howard because I swear I just saw the other day that he sued. He is suing someone who shared one of his videos of him and a girl, just having some good hangout time.
Having some good old Netflix and chill time.
What? Okay, I'm glad I read that as that he...
Mommy and daddy loving.
See, it says that he is facing troubling allegations in new lawsuit. I'm going to dive into this a little bit more, but...
And everybody in the NFL is always facing something. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds, so this is like a revenge porn thing is good. What it sounds like.
It sounds like, yeah, it
that's
says
not good.
He was being accused of, yeah, making secret videos and then sharing them.
Oh, weirdo.
Oh, no, no, no. So is he selling them or just like sharing them with his buddies? This is getting really bad.
Oh, boy.
Let's move on.
The Dolphins secondary by the week seems to be getting worse.
Well, without them.
Without them.
Javon Holland.
Let's go ahead and say 7 wins.
Javon Holland, please don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, I just can I retract my 11 and go down to 9? Holy S.
That matters.
I mean, to help him out, Hill's super fast.
Yes.
Waddle's just as fast. He's just not as like nimble. And so it's like they got a cheetah and a gazelle out there.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Both very fast African safari animals. Saw both of them yesterday at the wildlife safari.
Whoa.
Cheetah is the world's fastest animal.
So, I mean, are you serious? Are you going to 9 wins? Are you going to 9 wins because of all that?
I mean, so is it confirmed that he's not going
to
play week one or no?
Nothing yet.
Okay, 11 wins. Okay. No, this is gonna be a tie-breaking division. I really think it's going to be a hard one by the end of the year.
All right, now we go to your New York Jets, Jordan.
Damn Jets.
Aaron Rodgers.
He loves them. Die for him.
They got Dalvin Cook.
They wear green. I like that.
That's kind of what I was thinking this morning. I was like, you know, let's make him the Jets fan because they do have some green.
I saw Rihanna in a Jets jersey once, so there, you could take that.
I feel like she's like been a fan of almost every team, though. Like, I mean, she kind of seems like a bandwagon fan.
Whoa, you watch your mouth.
Yeah, you calm down.
Nobody loves Riri
She's
more than me.
She's allowed to change her mind.
Doesn't sound like it.
She's allowed to change her mind.
Jets, Aaron Rodgers, they picked up Dalvin Cook. They've got Breece Hall. They've got Garrett Wilson. They've got a bunch of great players on defense as well. Apparently, Quinnen Williams was giving himself 10 sacks in practice the other day. That's how good he was playing on Hard Knocks. I know. The Jets, they're going to be a weird team this year because they are the Jets.
I mean, they got Rodgers. They're coming in with him. I think it's all the hype. It's New York City and Aaron Rodgers is coming. And I'm just like, it's still the Jets. You're still the Jersey Jets.
Yeah, they're still the Jets. You add Aaron Rodgers and he can take a bad team and turn them into a not so bad team. He's not quite LeBron to where you're going to make it to the finals. However, he can at least get you to the playoffs, and that's one thing we know. You add a Garrett Wilson, who won, wasn't he Offensive Rookie of the Year?
I believe
this past
so.
Year?
Yeah.
And then on the other end, Sauce Gardner, who they're projecting to be arguably the best corner, you know, in the league this year. I think the Jets have a better chance than most teams, especially considering we still don't know what the AFC East is going to bring. Outside of the Bills, every other team is kind of a question mark. And so,
I mean, they'll be interesting to watch. Yeah, I'll give them that. They'll be interesting to watch. We got Dalvin Cook. Cook versus Cook, week one.
That'll be great.
It'll be a fun time.
That'll be great. So I think I'm going to go ahead and say the Jets can get 9 games this year.
9-8 for the Jets. Their over-under total is at 9.5. Jordan, what you got?
Yeah, I like 9 as well. I love the addition of Dalvin Cook. I think Minnesota was pretty dumb for letting him go. The whole running back situation right now kind of sucks, and Dalvin's in that point where he ain't going to get paid, unfortunately. So $9 million playing with Aaron Rodgers is the best he's going to do. Gotta love it for Aaron Rodgers at 38 years old. Gets probably the best running back that he's had in like 5 or 6 years behind him. Garrett Wilson and Alan Lazard leading the charge. But their defense, it's okay. 9 wins. That sounds good to me.
I'm going 10-7.
What?
I want drama. I want Aaron Rodgers, and I want the Jets in the playoffs. I want to add to it to the
end
of the year.
Need more discount double checks, bro.
Yeah.
Need more of those.
No, I want chaos. I always root for chaos, especially in the NFL. The AFC East this year, I mean, something's got to give. Patriots, sorry, no. Dolphins, you're right about the offense as far as wide receivers. We saw it last year, but...
Brought in his buddy Cobb.
The Jets.
Make Aaron Rodgers feel okay.
And Alan Lazard. That's right. Jets 10-7. Right now, I'm looking at what we have so far in our divisional breakdowns, and that has them in the playoffs, according to Joe Fisher. 10-7.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, he is set to make his Jets debut this Saturday versus the Giants. Or was that yesterday? No, that's today. So that announcement came out today. He will be making his debut
early because he's only playing 2 snaps. He's out.
Yeah, before Seriously. We go, I mean, like, we should stop playing preseason games, right?
I think preseason should only be for people that are trying to make the team.
No.
If
so,
you're,
how, yeah, how
if
do you?
I don't need
how
to
do you
see Aaron Rodgers throw the ball.
They had to like stop the game, one of them the other day, and they like canceled the rest of it, and two guys got carted off in one game.
They did that during a regular season game as well last year.
Yeah, I mean, again, you still have to have, and you get one day to make cuts now. So they have a 90-man roster up until the one day they got to cut. You know,
yeah, they don't even do waves.
Yeah, they don't even do waves anymore at this point. And so, yeah, I think it shouldn't be for the 53 men that are making the roster. It should be for the guys that are at the end of the depth chart or trying to make the roster to see where you are.
We're at 3 preseason games right now.
I don't think I need to see Joe Burrow throw the ball, you know, in preseason for what?
I see the preseason going down to 2 games, and there's going to be a rule that, like, nobody either making over a certain amount of money and or, like, is, you know, set on a depth chart. It will not be able
to play. It's coming now. These guys are
there's going to be something like that to come into
Patty Mahomes
play.
Making almost $250 million. Like, like, why would I want you to play in the preseason? For what?
What rules? Why would we put rules in place when Tom Brady gets knocked out at the knees to protect quarterbacks forever if we're not going to do that with the preseason?
All right.
Doesn't make sense.
Now you guys have your opportunity to tell me why that the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East.
Womp womp.
And, I mean, I have reasons all day long, but I would love to hear what you three think are why Cowboys are running the table this year.
I don't think I can say anything
Anybody?
Positive about them.
Damn it.
I think I will give them 8 games. I will give them 8 games.
In the first half of the season? That's generous. Thank you.
The first half? No.
I think their cheerleaders changed the game.
I didn't know Joe was such a big Cowboys fan.
You know, I think there's some huge breaking news or something that Jordan has to get to. I'm tired of this. I think we need to take a break. All right. Jordan Schultz, Sports Center update. We get to Sports Sunday next here on 1080 The Fan. I know you want to leave me, but
I refuse to let you go. Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, the NFC East is next. It's not going to take long. Cowboys are going to win it. We already know. Eagles, you know, Super Bowl slump. But before we do that, we do have to talk about what Gina has planned during the football season, a little trip somewhere. You want to tell the audience?
Yeah, I'm going across the pond. I'm going to go see our Buffalo Bills, everybody's favorite team in America, play the Jacksonville Jaguars in London.
Everybody's That's favorite awesome. Team in London, the yes. Jacksonville Jaguars, because they have no fans over here.
I'm quite excited. I'm doing a whole punk rock Bills outfit with the plaid, some white Chelsea boots. Probably going to get a new jersey. Why the hell not?
You should get sleeveless leather jacket with like a big Bills patch on the back.
Oh,
pins holding it to it.
I actually already have a Buffalo Bills denim jacket that has a bunch of Buffalo Bills
Perfect.
On it.
Perfect. Yeah.
I got many, many outfits. To answer your question, I've been wanting a Trey White jersey for a while.
Okay.
I like Trey.
That's on the list.
I'm trying to remember the last football jersey. I don't think it was a Patriots jersey. I want to say it was... It's like a Rams jersey or something like that. It was like
My last jersey kind of did me dirty. And at that point, I was like, I don't think I can do this again. Dez Bryant, you know, loved him during his time, but how it ended and just, you know, the catch that wasn't, it was tough. It was tough for me to buy another jersey after that. He did catch it, by the way. NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles. The Commanders and the Giants, best division in football, most competitive. You know, that's it's the Conference of Champions, the Division of Champions is what they call it. Eagles won it last year, and I believe Cowboys.
Why are you saying like it's a question?
Yeah, because I was just trying to recall. They did win.
Oh,
yeah,
we all remember.
That's right. Cowboys were the wild card team and can go down as the last team that Tom Brady ever lost to. Can hang their hat on that. Oh, God, the Bells. The Bells are so good. I'm going to let this play out for like 5 seconds.
I'm good with it.
Jesus.
Belt it, huh?
We're in the red on the decibel level now.
Well, we can't let it play at background level. We've got to put it. If you're like, let this play, then I got to turn it up, baby.
Just yelling over it now.
All right. So the Dallas Cowboys suck.
Eagles.
God. What are win totals? What do we got here? I guess we'll start with the Eagles because they won the division. They've gotten over under win total of 11.5
for Dally.
What? Apparently, they think the Eagles are going to be good again, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, who would think that?
Not me. Well, okay, they are going to be pretty
good. They're going to be really good. I mean, they're the top pick for sure. I mean, okay, so like Jalen Hurts, what? He's like number two in the NFL top 100?
Well, did he really get number two?
Yeah. And number one's Pat Mahomes.
Oh my God.
I think that's fair.
The number two for Jalen Hurts might be a little overstepping.
Is it? I mean, if we're being honest about things, like, is it really? I mean, number one, none of us thought Jalen Hurts would be anywhere close to where he actually is, mm-hmm. right? I think coming in, everybody kind of said, mind you, this is the same guy that was benched for Tua, right? This is the same guy that had to go to Oklahoma just to be able to get like his starting job back. So he came into the league with a bunch of people saying, nah, it's not very, he's not the one. And turns out in 2 years, last year he showed flashes. This year is like, oh no, I'm dope. But let's not forget, he had one of the best rosters in football, top to bottom, offense and defense last year. And so if that off, and I think, I don't know, I'm trying to look and see exactly how many pieces they actually lost from their defense, but if they're returning even 20 of those, you know what I'm saying, 15 of those 22 guys, I think they got a shot to win.
I mean, the Eagles, their quarterback sneak is so good they have to change the rules.
their rugby style quarterback sneak.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like Allen Iverson made them put a zone in the league because how is this 5'10" dude leading the league in points in the paint? Like, that's not supposed to happen. So, yeah, they changed those rules probably for Jalen Hurts and more than likely for Lamar Jackson. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm annoyed. He's number three on the top 100 list.
Nah.
Yeah, bum.
I can't believe he's above Jalen.
Who's number two?
Justin Jefferson. Should be slightly above Jalen Hurts.
Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, number two on that NFL top 100. But
that's fair.
Eagles at 11.5. So what? Well, what have you got him at? Six wins?
Yeah. I'm going to say 12-5 for the Eagles this year.
12-5. Jordan.
That sounds pretty good. I think 12 and I mean, I don't want to just be like, you got the answer, but 12-5. So just looking at their schedule. I don't know. Maybe even 13-4. Let's go 13-4.
Well, it doesn't sound good.
Your Dallas Cowboys, it does not.
It doesn't. So just to have a little bit of, you know, common sense, I'll give them 11-6.
I mean, they got the Jets. They've got the Commanders. Their schedule looks pretty lax, obviously, minus the Chiefs and Bills.
I know Gina's on the same page.
Gonna beat the Cowboys
twice.
I don't know, man. I mean, they were leading. Weren't they leading in sacks last year? I'm saying 13.
Oh,
Seahawks it's at Seattle, but that's late in the season, so who knows how Seattle's going to be doing at that point?
I'm tired of this. Let's go to the other teams that I know the Cowboys are better than. The New York Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your boy, Brian Daboll.
Yep. He went over there.
He's there. Daniel Jones gets paid. Saquon Barkley, I mean, doesn't really get paid. Kayvon Thibodeau, year two over there. Team was definitely much better once the new regime change came over. But New York Giants, Rashad, Jordan, Gina, how you feeling?
I mean, Danny Jones, he got signed for 4 years. He's got 160 mil. Mm. He's doing it. I mean, I said 8 for the Cowboys. I'm saying 8 for the Giants as well.
Over-under is at 7.5, so not bad.
Man. They got Darren Waller. They drafted a receiver, I think.
I hope so.
They didn't really lose. The key part is they didn't really lose anybody key from the season before when they actually had some success in between there. And like,
they got the former Beav, Isaiah Hodgkins.
They got Isaiah Hodgkins, you know. And like Gina mentioned, hey, man, my man got that bag. Daniel Jones got his money. So now he's got to go out there and actually play. They were 9-7 last year. I think with adding some extra pieces, I think 9-7 is right about, no, 9-8, excuse me, is right around where they should be.
This damn extra game has me doing extra math every Sunday. Yeah. I'm not happy about
it. I think 9-8 is pretty good for this.
Well, it's not, but okay, 9-8.
When I look at the Giants, I look at basically their success being all because of Brian Daboll and the way that he set them up. But I mean, from the top down, he was able to get exactly what he wanted out of them, and that includes Daniel Jones. And frankly, that doesn't really mean Daniel Jones passes that much. You know, he only has 36 passing touchdowns for the last three seasons. That dude does not throw the ball, or maybe Brian Daboll and his other coaches don't want him to throw the ball that much.
Only yet. Five picks last year, I'm pretty sure, though.
Yeah, but that's because he was limited in the opportunity. It's a Bill Belichick, Mac Jones tile thing, and that's exactly what Daboll was doing. So yes, he only threw five picks, but you only had him throw 15 touchdowns. And then you're bringing back Saquon Barkley, who, yeah, he's quote-unquote all in. No, he's there to make his $10 million and then try to get a bag elsewhere. He doesn't care about the Giants' performance this year. He cares about his numbers. So I'm going to say 9-8 only because Brian Daboll's their head coach. Daniel Jones is getting paid way too much, and he's probably going to regress because he's sitting back all comfy in his mansion right now.
All right, 9-8. Let's rapid fire these last two. The Washington Commanders, they just announced their starting quarterback for week one. It is Sam Howell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, North Carolina.
Wow.
I don't know about him, though. I don't. I have no favoritism for him. I like rookies. Don't get me wrong. I always like me a good rookie story, but Sam Howell, I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah. I think he might. This might be year two for him. I think they threw him in at the end of last year a little bit.
A little bit. He got a couple of snaps.
Okay.
Because they don't really have any options at quarterback, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem is the Commanders, like, I feel like they've been in this position the last few years where they're, like, squandering their seasons because they don't have a quarterback. So, Commanders, sorry, got you at 5-12 here.
Carson Wentz lasted, what, six games last year?
5-12.
I mean, last year the Commanders went 8-1. They were able to win eight games. As bad as they were,
Heineke magic, points, man.
They were still able to win some games. They still had a top 10 defense, you know, for the last couple seasons, last three seasons, because of Chase Young being there. So I think the Commanders are better than people want to give them credit for. I think the name is ridiculous. However, it's a corny ass name. However, I think they're better than people want to give them credit for. They're still kind of a joke. And now with Snyder being gone, I think they can get back to business. I'm going to go ahead and say they go. Let's go.
Let's two go wins. Eight, got
eight,
it.
Let's go 8-9.
8-9.
8-9. Okay. Man,
two wins.
I put down three
eight,
wins. three
Thank
wins.
You. Thank
Commanders.
You. Jordan, what did you have? Sorry,
I'd say five. They're just not going to be good.
Yeah. And our last team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Listen.
All right.
First round draft pick.
10.5 is their win total. I'll just start it with an 11-6, which is the same record as the Eagles, but they'll have the better divisional record. They win the NFC East. What do you
Go
guys
ahead,
think?
Jim, yeah.
Eight games.
What the?
Eight games. That's it.
A 9 for me.
What?
Wow. Okay. So listen.
What the hell is going on?
So listen. I like to poke fun of Dallas because I think I can't wait for them to fail at certain points. However, if we're talking regular season, I think the Cowboys, outside of losing Ezekiel Elliott, which, you know, hasn't really been effective for them.
Yeah.
Last little bit.
Your favorite running back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, the NFC East is next. It's not going to take long. Cowboys are going to win it. We already know. Eagles, you know, Super Bowl slump. But before we do that, we do have to talk about what Gina has planned during the football season, a little trip somewhere. You want to tell the audience?
Yeah, I'm going across the pond. I'm going to go see our Buffalo Bills, everybody's favorite team in America. I play the Jacksonville Jaguars in London.
Everybody's That's favorite awesome. Team in London, the yes. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
because they have no fans over here.
I'm quite excited. I'm doing a whole punk rock Bills outfit with the plaid, some white Chelsea boots. Probably going to get a new jersey. Why the hell not?
You should get a sleeveless leather jacket with like a big Bills patch on the back.
Oh,
pins holding it to it.
I actually already have a Buffalo Bills denim jacket that has a bunch of Buffalo Bills
Perfect.
On it.
Perfect. Yeah.
I got many, many outfits. To answer your question, I've been wanting a Trey White jersey for a while.
Okay.
I like Trey.
That's on the list.
I'm trying to remember the last football jersey. I don't think it was a Patriots jersey. I want to say it was... It's like a Rams jersey or something like that. It was like
my last jersey kind of did me dirty. And at that point, I was like, I don't think I can do this again. Dez Bryant, you know, loved him during his time. But how it ended and just, you know, the catch it was tough. It was tough for me to buy another jersey after that. He did catch it, by the way. NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles. The Commanders and the Giants, best division in football, most competitive, you know, that's, it's the conference of champions, the division of champions is what they call it. Eagles won it last year. And I believe Cowboys,
why are you saying like it's a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was just trying to recall they did win.
Oh,
yeah,
we all remember.
That's right. Cowboys were the wild card team and can go down as the last team that Tom Brady ever lost to. Can hang their hat on that. Oh, God, the Bills. The Bills are so good. I'm going to let this play out for like 5 seconds.
I'm good with it.
Jesus.
Belt it, huh?
We're in the red on the decibel level now.
Well, we can't let it play at background level. We've got to put it up. If you're like, let this play, then I got to turn it up, baby.
Just yelling over it now.
All right, so the Dallas Cowboys
suck. Eagles.
God. What are win totals? What do we got here? I guess we'll start with the Eagles because they won the division. They've gotten over under win total of 11.5
for Dally.
What? Apparently, they think the Eagles are going to be good again, which is unfortunate.
Who would think that?
Not me. Well, okay, they are going to be pretty good.
They're going to be really good. I mean, they're the top pick for sure. I mean, okay, so like Jalen Hurts, what? He's like number 2 in the NFL top 100?
Did he really get number two?
Yeah. And number one's Pat Mahomes.
Oh my God.
I think that's fair.
The number two for Jalen Hurts might be a little overstepping.
Is it? I mean, if we're being honest about things, like, is it really? I mean, number one, none of us thought Jalen Hurts would be anywhere close to where he actually is, mm-hmm. right? I think coming in, everybody kind of said, mind you, it's the same guy that was benched for Tua, right? This is the same guy that had to go to Oklahoma just to be able to get, like, his starting job back. So he came into the league with a bunch of people saying, nah, it's not very – he's not the one. And turns out in 2 years, last year he showed flashes. This year is like, oh, no, I'm dope. But let's not forget, he had one of the best rosters in football, top to bottom, offense and defense last year. And so if that off – and I think – I don't know. I'm trying to look and see exactly how many pieces they actually lost from their defense. But if they're returning even 20 of those, you know what I'm saying, 15 of those 22 guys, I think they got a shot to win.
I mean, the Eagles, their quarterback sneak is so good that you have to change the rules.
their rugby-style quarterback sneak?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, Allen Iverson made them put a zone in the league because how is this 5'10" dude leading the league in points in the paint? Like, that's not supposed to happen. So, yeah, they changed those rules probably for Jalen Hurts and more than likely for Lamar Jackson. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed. He's number three on the top 100 list.
Ah.
Yeah, bum.
I can't believe he's above Jalen.
Who's number two?
Number
Jaylen.
Two was
Justin Burrow Jefferson. Should be slightly above Jalen Hurts.
Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, number two on that NFL top 100. But
that's fair.
Eagles at 11.5. So what? Well, what have you got him at? Six wins.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 12-5 for the Eagles this year.
12-5, Jordan.
That sounds pretty good. I think 12-5. I mean, I don't want to just be like, you got the answer, but 12-5. So, just looking at their schedule. I don't know. Maybe even 13-4. Let's go 13-4.
Well, it doesn't sound good.
Your Dallas Cowboys, it does not.
It doesn't. So just to have a little bit of, you know, common sense, I'll give them 11-6.
I mean, they got the Jets. They've got the Rams, the Commanders. Their schedule looks pretty lax, obviously, minus the Chiefs and Bills.
I know Gina's on the same page.
Gonna beat the Cowboys
twice.
I don't know, man. I mean, they were leading.
Damn it.
Weren't they leading in sacks last year? I'm saying 13.
Oh.
Seahawks it's at Seattle, but that's late in the season, so who knows how Seattle's going to be doing at that point.
I'm tired of this. Let's go to the other teams that I know the Cowboys are better than. The New York Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your boy, Brian Daboll.
Yep. He went over there.
Yeah. He's there. Daniel Jones gets paid. Saquon Barkley, I mean, doesn't really get paid. Kayvon Thibodeau, year two over there. Team was definitely much better once the new regime change came over. But New York Giants, Rashad, Jordan, Gina, how you feeling?
I mean, Danny Jones, he got signed for 4 years. He's got 160 mil. Mm. He's doing it. I mean, I said eight for the Cowboys. I'm saying eight for the Giants as well.
Over-under is at 7.5, so not bad.
Man. They got Darren Waller. They drafted a receiver, I think.
I hope so.
They didn't really lose. The key part is they didn't really lose anybody key from the season before when they actually had some success in between there. And like,
they got the former Beav, Isaiah Hodgkins.
They got Isaiah Hodgkins, you know. And like Gina mentioned, hey, man, my man got that bag. Daniel Jones got his money. So now he's got to go out there and actually play. They were 9-7 last year. I think with adding some extra pieces, I think 9-7 is right about around where they should be.
This damn extra game has me doing extra math every Sunday. Yeah. I'm not happy about
I think 9-8 is pretty good for this.
Well, it's not, but okay, 9-8.
When I look at the Giants, I look at basically their success being all because of Brian Daboll and the way that he set them up. But I mean, from the top down, he was able to get exactly what he wanted out of them, and that includes Daniel Jones. And frankly, that doesn't really mean Daniel Jones passes that much. You know, he only has 36 passing touchdowns for the last three seasons. That dude does not throw the ball, or maybe Brian Daboll and his other coaches don't want him to throw the ball that much.
Only
yet.
Five picks last year, I'm pretty sure, though.
Yeah, but that's because he was limited in the opportunity. It's a Bill Belichick, Mac Jones style thing, and that's exactly what Daboll was doing. So, yes, he only threw five picks, but you only had him throw 15 touchdowns. And then you're bringing back Saquon Barkley, who, yeah, he's quote-unquote all in. No, he's there to make his $10 million and then try to get a bag elsewhere. He doesn't care about the Giants' performance this year. He cares about his numbers. So I'm going to say 9-8 only because Brian Daboll's their head coach. Daniel Jones is getting paid way too much, and he's probably going to regress because he's sitting back all comfy in his mansion right now.
All right, 9-8. Let's rapid fire these last two. The Washington Commanders, they just announced their starting quarterback for week one. It is Sam Howell.
Oh, wow. Yeah, North Carolina.
Wow.
I don't know about him, though. I have no favoritism for him. I like rookies. Don't get me wrong. I always like me a good rookie story, but Sam Howell, I'm not sure about this one.
Yeah. I think he might. This might be year two for him. I think they threw him in at the end of last year a little bit.
A little bit. He got a couple of snaps.
Okay.
They don't really have any options at quarterback, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's kind of the problem is the Commanders, like, I feel like they've been in this position the last few years where they're, like, squandering their seasons because they don't have a quarterback. So, Commanders, sorry, got you at 5-12 here.
Carson Wentz lasted, what, 6 games last year?
5-12.
I mean, last year the Commanders went 8-1. They were able to win 8 games. As bad as they were,
Heineke magic,
points,
man.
They were still able to win some games. They still had a top 10 defense, you know, for the last couple seasons, last 3 seasons, because of Chase Young being there. So I think the Commanders are better than people want to give them credit for. I think the name is ridiculous. However, it's a corny ass name. However, I think they're better than people want to give them credit for. They're still kind of a joke, and now with Snyder being gone, I think they can get back to business. I'm gonna go ahead and say they go. Let's go. Let's go 8-9.
8-9.
Okay. 8-9.
Man,
I put down 3 wins. 3
Thank
wins.
You. Thank Commanders. You.
Jordan, what did you have? Sorry,
I'd say 5. They're just not going to be good.
Yeah. And our last team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Listen.
All right.
First round draft pick.
10.5 is their win total. I'll just start it with an 11-6, which is the same record as the Eagles, but they'll have the better divisional record. They win the NFC East. What do you
Go
guys
ahead,
think?
Jimmy, yeah.
8 games.
What the?
8 games. That's it.
A 9 for me.
What?
Wow. Okay. So listen.
What the hell is going on?
So listen. I like to poke fun of Dallas because I think I can't wait for them to fail at certain points. However, if we're talking regular season, I think the Cowboys, outside of losing Ezekiel Elliott, which, you know, hasn't really been effective for them.
Yeah.
Last little bit.
Your favorite running back, Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, I mean, I think in the Patriots system, he's going to be different because they're very much about
such a
how
Belichick
to run the ball
move.
And a bunch of different people are going to run it. So he's not going to have to do all the work, and he's going to be able to get in short yard situations.
He's going
to
play that LeGarrette Blount role.
Barry, yes, that's exactly what he's going to do. But I think Dallas, one thing quietly, adding Stephon Gilmore to the secondary to play alongside of Trayvon Diggs, I think
this
is huge.
Knows. This man knows.
I think Dak had was up and down last year. Mind you, Dak missed like what, 6 games,
yeah,
5 games last year?
Out, man.
And they still went 12-5 last year. Like, I mean, with multiple quarterbacks and stuff like that, they were still able to go 12-5. Dak still threw career high 15 interceptions. Like, there's a lot that was working against them, and still they were able to win games. And so I'm going to go ahead and say Dallas runs it back and goes 12-5.
And I will say as a positive that Micah Parsons had to be removed from practice because they needed to get reps for their quarterbacks. Like, he just kept picking them off and just making plays so much that they had to tell Micah,
man,
okay,
chill,
bud,
you're good.
We're going to get the first team off and some reps. You're going to go ride the damn bike.
So, not what'd you have, Jordan? 8-9?
Yeah, 8-9.
Okay. And Gina? Is it a Cowboys?
No, I think Gina said 8 and I said 9.
Okay.
Yeah, Gina said 8, I said 9.
So it won't be a Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl matchup?
Hell no.
I mean, it'd be interesting with the Diggs brothers, but no, 8 games.
All right. There is AFC, NFC East. Let's just go to break and wrap this show up next, right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Coming out. It's there.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, last couple minutes here on Sports Sunday. Gina, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I had a good time.
I'm sure you will be in again here in the future.
Yeah,
yeah, whenever you
happy
want.
To be here.
This yes. guy's gone. Come host with me.
Yeah,
yeah, it's sounds good.
Open door invitation.
We gotta start playing that Bill Shout song. I haven't heard it once.
Oh yeah,
cue it up. Cue it
Do
up.
We have? Is yeah. that in the system?
It should be. I should have brought a flash drive with me.
Bill Shout. Yeah, that's. I mean, there is the Isley Brothers rendition of this
specifically. But, I mean. That's a good.
The bills make me wanna shout.
It's a great song.
Is this a new thing or is this something?
Oh, no, this has been around.
Oh, it's been for years. Yeah, oh, okay. I actually.
Hey.
I was told
to. Is it hard to sing
to,
when you guys are terrible?
No, we sing it louder.
Yeah,
drunker. Yeah,
it's drunk.
It dulls the pain.
Well, this is the thing about Bill's Mafia is that it doesn't matter what city we're going to. That song is getting screamed. My brothers went down to the Pittsburgh game. And the Terrible Towel song started coming on, and the Steelers just like blew that play, and then the rest of the Bills Mafia in the stadium just started going like, "Hey!"
this isn't the Shout
Renegade. That's their song,
but I do love this one.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest. Oh my God, this song is terrible.
This is awful.
This was made during Jim Crow.
I know. When this song was made, I think all the players
You're
on the Dolphins
Super
were white.
Super Bowl, that's where the Miami Dolphins. Listen to that banjo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can hear the banjo.
Wow. Flute? Okay, that's about enough of that.
Here we go. Here's what you really wanted. There we go.
Yeah, Isley Brothers.
Is this the Bills version?
Nah.
No, it's not. I don't have the Bills version.
What? Yeah.
Why would I have the Bills version in the system already?
It's got to be.
You
in
knew
the
I
system.
Was coming.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did not. No.
That's
Joe
true.
Did
I didn't tell Jordan. I did tell Rashad you were on your way.
It's on the tube.
I got to play the Bills Shout song at a wedding, though.
It's a great song.
As a wedding DJ, it was requested, and I was like, oh, yeah. I think I started to play Shout, and then someone came over, and they're like, dude, do you have the Bills version?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't, but I can definitely.
It was me. I was at that wedding. It was me.
Oh, God.
Like, call up your cousin. Listen to this.
Hey, you remember that guy with that tune? Well, listen to this. All right. Sports Sunday. Appreciate you all listening. Gina, appreciate you coming through.
I appreciate being here. I'll be out and about. There's two Bills bars in Portland.
Yes.
Actually.
Give yourself a plug. When are your next shows? What are you doing?
So, like we said at the beginning, every first Friday at Rogue on Southeast 9th, me, Chase Brockett, we host Dead Comic Society. It's a free comedy show. Starts at 7 o'clock every first Friday. It's a hell of a lineup every month. You know, we have a lot of local comics. We have some outside celebs that come through. We've had like people from Netflix and SNL, HBO, a lot of folks coming through. And like I said, free show. You don't know who's going to be there, but you know, you could be surprised. And it's just a fun time. It's a funny time. And the beer's good too. So
yeah.
You can't really beat it.
Can't. Follow her at Gina Marie Christopher on all of her socials. Let's go Buffalo.
Let's go Buffalo, baby.
I'll probably.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right.
I'll reluctantly say maybe America's team right
Not
now.
Oh, damn.
Maybe.
Not at all.
Come on. We got the red, white, and blue, baby.
Boston. Anything from Boston is America's team.
Okay, that's enough of that. everybody out there, appreciate you listening. Go to @JoeFish3 and find the Maui fundraiser there. Donate if you can. I will be not in studio, but I will be reporting live via Zoom from Bend next week. I will be joining the show.
Jordan's face, like what?
Yeah, and exactly.
How does that work?
All right, technical added stuff to my job.
At least I'm telling you now versus the day of, right?
And that one doesn't really matter. It's because I still got to do stuff during the show. So yay!
Appreciate everybody listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey.
Coming out. It's
there. Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, last couple minutes here on Sports Sunday. Gina, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I had a good time.
I'm sure you will be in again here in the future.
Yeah,
whenever you
happy
want.
To be here.
This guy's gone. Come host with me.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Open door invitation.
We gotta start playing that Bill Shout song. I haven't heard it once.
Oh yeah,
cue it up. Cue it up.
Do we have? Is that in the system?
Should be. I should have brought a flash drive with me.
Bill Shout. Yeah, that's. I mean, there is the Isley Brothers rendition of this
specifically. But, I mean. That's a good.
The bills make me wanna shout.
It's a great song.
Is
this a new thing or is this something?
Oh, no, this has been around.
Oh, it's been for years. Yeah, I was told
to sing when you guys are terrible.
No, we sing it louder.
Yeah,
drunker.
It dulls the pain.
Well, this is the thing about Bill's Mafia is that it doesn't matter what city we're going to. That song is getting screamed. My brothers went down to the Pittsburgh game. And the Terrible Towel song started coming on, and the Steelers just like blew that play, and then the rest of the Bills Mafia in the stadium just started going like, "Hey!"
This isn't the Shout
Renegade. That's their song,
but I do love this one.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest. Oh my God, this song is terrible.
This is awful. This was made during Jim Crow.
I know. When this song was made, I think all the players on the Dolphins
Super
were white.
Super Bowl, that's where the Miami Dolphins. Listen to that banjo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can hear the banjo.
Flute? Okay, that's about enough of that.
Here we go. Here's what you really wanted. There we go.
Yeah, Isley Brothers.
Is this the Bills version?
Nah.
No, it's not. I don't have the Bills version.
What? Yeah.
Why would I have the Bills version in the system already?
It's got to be.
You knew I was coming.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did not. No.
That's
Joe
true. I didn't tell Jordan. Did tell Rashad you were on your way.
It's on the tube.
I got to play the Bills Shout song at a wedding, though.
It's a great song.
As a wedding DJ, it was requested, and I was like, oh, yeah. I think I started to play Shout, and then someone came over, and they're like, dude, do you have the Bills version?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't, but I can definitely.
It was me.
Get that.
I was at that wedding. It was me.
Oh, God.
It's like, call up your cousin. Listen to this.
Hey, you remember that guy with that tune? Well, listen to this. All right. Sports Sunday. Appreciate you all listening. Gina, appreciate you coming through.
Hey, I appreciate being here. I'll be out and about. There's two Bills bars in Portland.
Yes.
Actually.
Give yourself a plug. When are your next shows? What are you doing?
So, like we said at the beginning, every first Friday at Rogue on Southeast 9th, me, Chase Brockett, we host Dead Comic Society. It's a free comedy show. Starts at 7 o'clock every first Friday. It's a hell of a lineup every month. You know, we have a lot of local comics. We have some outside celebs that come through. We've had like people from Netflix and SNL, HBO, a lot of folks coming through. And like I said, free show. You don't know who's going to be there, but you know, you could be surprised. And it's just a fun time. It's a funny time. And the beer's good too. So
yeah.
You can't really beat it.
Can't. Follow her at Gina Marie Christopher on all of her socials. Let's go Buffalo.
Let's go Buffalo, baby.
I'll probably
doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right.
I'll reluctantly say maybe America's team right
not
now.
Oh damn.
Maybe.
Not at all.
Come on. We got the red, white, and blue, baby.
Boston. Anything from Boston is America's team.
Okay, that's enough of that. everybody out there, appreciate you listening. Go to @JoeFish3 and find the Maui fundraiser there. Donate if you can. I will be not in studio, but I will be reporting live via Zoom from Bend next week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I will be joining the show.
Jordan's face. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Where does that work?
All right, technical added stuff to my job.
At least I'm telling you now versus the day of, right?
That one doesn't really matter. It's because I still got to do stuff during the show. So yay!
Appreciate everybody listening. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.